Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Welcome back to BigSoftTitty.png, everybody. Oh, it's good to be back. Mm. Back on these beautiful hallowed halls. I guess you're not on a hall. Hell, you maybe really, I am. You know what? I'm on top of the hall, Demi.
Are you?
Yeah, I can see the whole campus from up here.
Okay, and what are people doing?
Wow, looks like people are gathering to protest a political event that's happening in the real world. Let's keep it light, huh?
Okay, let's keep it light. There are people dogging in the car park.
Oh, that must be fun. Mm. That must be fun to go to a public location and just kind of have sex with whatever's hanging out there.
Yeah.
Whoever.
Maybe somebody has stuck a mollusk outside of the car window.
Yep. Sorry, wife's sick, but I got a toilet roll tube that I put an oyster in.
Do you want to have a go at that or?
Yeah, I would love to.
Oh, no, I don't want a fucking oyster. What's wrong with you?
Taking that thing far.
Mm-hmm.
I think that also, as far as I understand with the oyster, I don't think it can cause that thing any harm. It's like a big bit of snot. It's coming out of that just fine.
Yeah.
That's a win-win situation for everyone. The oyster gets a bit of attention. You get to,
The oyster's like, sorry, why are you apologizing for me being here?
Oh, that's smart. Yeah. Because the oyster would actually not see the wife being absent as a loss. I guess that would be a kind of fun thing to fuck. What other stuff would they hang out and kind of dog? I guess number one answer with a bullet.
Rotten cucumber.
Yeah, it's going to be rotten cucumber. Hopefully one that's kind of rotted out enough that the inside is incredibly squishy. I cannot believe how disgusting this episode is already.
Hmm?
Holy God.
Episode of what?
BigSoftTitty.png.
Ah.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I was in the wrong for ever thinking it could go anywhere else.
What else would you fuck?
Oh, I mean,
I was thinking the other day, do you reckon that porno stars, like the ones that are like in the scenes and railing each other?
Oh, they have stars in the scenes now.
Are
gonna have to check out this porno stuff.
Are friends?
That's
because I was thinking about like after the shoot where you're like, oh, step on my hair, chew my bum, spoof on me, dad.
Demi really supports Australian homegrown content.
Man,
in the
hearing an Australian accent in a porno is so upsetting.
That's a close the tab situation for
really,
sure.
Really, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's really good.
Yum.
Oh, don't.
Oh, well done.
It's embarrassing.
It's really embarrassing. But you know the ones where they're like, oh, suck my tooth, that kind of like put my toes in your bum,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
There's
then
a certain,
after the
there's
shoot,
a certain kind of dirty talk, which I think is what you're getting at.
Stuff that they do.
Sure, but the dirty talk particularly feels like the person is trying to like solve an old LucasArts game, you know, and you don't really know what you're doing next. So you're like, use chicken on head.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that feels good.
Man, imagine trying to keep a chicken on your head while you're fucking. It'd have to be sleepy. You'd have to keep it up all night.
Yep. And that would probably be draining for you because you've got fucking to focus on tomorrow.
Yep. And then you'd have to make a nest on your head, which wouldn't be a problem for Amy Winehouse.
It sucks that we have cameras for you to barrel now after a joke like that.
Ugh. Does she ever brush that stuff?
Oh, I don't know, Debbie. I don't know.
Neither.
Anyway, I think... Okay, so the question is, do you Rest think porno people are friends with each other?
Afterwards. Are they like, oh, let's go get a drink after you stepped on my eye or whatever?
I think so, probably, because they're probably like... You think to yourself that, or at least I do, that porno stuff happens around, like, you know, earliest 7 p.m. But then you see the daylight coming through the windows and you're like, actually, you know what? I think this could be just like...
An office day.
Yeah, you're commuting in, you know? Mm. Like, that's turning up at set for, you know, I don't know, 7 a.m. Yeah. at the latest, probably. And then getting your stuff done to you.
What stuff?
Don't know. Gonna have to rewatch some stuff, make some notes.
I just thought about a pussy that has shoelaces on it.
Okay. And like.
And going like, put your finger there, rabbit ear.
Right.
Rabbit ear.
See, what I was thinking about was a pussy that like, that is like one of my shoes because I never untie the shoelaces on it. And so I just kind of just go,
so and you the shoe thought about, yep.
inevitably shows signs of wear.
Ah.
You know? Because I don't engage in the foreplay of undoing the shoelaces and tending to the shoe's needs.
That's a really good analogy, actually. And if you're a sexpert listening to the podcast, please feel free to use this segment
God.
As an example.
I feel like being a sexpert is one of those jobs you can have, for one, gated by either being conventionally attractive in the face and body or having a sexy voice.
Yes.
For like FM radio
yeah.
talk show interviews.
Yes.
I feel like that's a job that you can have like three people doing it globally. Doesn't
Yeah.
That yes. feels like there's going to be more interest in being a sexpert. Although, hell, I don't know. Is it really a sought after? Who would want to know about that disgusting stuff?
Sex?
Yeah.
Well, not me. That's for sure.
Me neither. Ugh. You know, husbands and wives do it sometimes.
Husbands and wives? Like not what us. We are?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right? What, right. you guys not have hobbies? You guys know you can buy jigsaw puzzles,
you
right?
You should be doing other stuff. Do a jigsaw puzzle of a cat. Do you know that they have those?
In answer to your question, though, I do think they're probably friends. Like some of them. I think you can tell sometimes that it's just like, you guys are just here for work.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think that you guys have, like, a natural chemistry. 45-year-old man and normal-aged woman.
Not regular-aged.
Yep.
What's a regular age for a woman to be?
I think 70, a good age for a woman is around 70 to 80 years old.
70 to 80 years old.
Because they mature faster than men. So that's like with the wisdom of a 130-year-old man.
Yeah. Some of the sounds that the vagina can make are crazy.
Yeah. And what kind? Are we talking like the ones it makes? Oh, here's a really dumb thing I was about to say.
Okay.
Does it make... Oh, okay, calm down.
Try to get through it.
What's the worst thing that can happen?
Yeah.
Does the pussy... Okay. Does the... Now, what word do I want to use, I guess?
Well,
this is the first... Yeah.
There's pussy, there's vagina, there's vulva, if you're just talking about the outside.
I'm not. Okay. I'm talking about the whole damn thing.
The vagina, yeah.
Okay.
And the damn whole thing.
Mm.
That's what I call it. I don't respect women.
You and me both.
Mm.
Does the
and me both, you cunt.
Does the vagina make sounds when nothing's happening to it? Are you sometimes like hanging around and it just goes like, like, you know how sometimes you'll walk past the cat and he'll be like, it's not like that. There has to be something happening because it's air coming out of the thing, right? And it doesn't usually take air in unless it does. unless that's something you like to do. Does it? Does it make noise if you're just hanging out? The queef is like just a, it doesn't just happen. It's not like vagina havers just have an extra fart available to them at all times. It's only happening when like air's been pushed in there, right? Bam.
Yes.
So it probably doesn't make.
Or.
Yeah.
If you do like a really weird jump into a pool.
Right.
Sometimes.
There's an air bubble caught up in there.
No, it's what?
Never mind.
It's water.
I was thinking that if you jump into the pool, the air under your, in like in between your legs gets like pushed up into it by the water coming up. And so there's like a pocket of air, like a bubble. Like there's a bubble of air up there.
Like a bubble.
Yeah. You get it. So there's an air pocket there and then the water comes out and then the air comes out of the end and it's like. Pfft. So I guess it's like splash. Pfft. And that's not what you. I was about to say you think's happening. That's not what's happening. What happens when you jump in the pool?
Sometimes if you jump in the pool, some of the water will get in your cooter.
Uh-huh. That's just a risk of doing business.
Mm-hmm.
And then how does that. I guess. Does some of the water get in my bumhole? Must, right? I guess I just don't notice.
I think the bumhole is usually a lot more pursed than the cooch.
For sure. So what happens when.
Yes, sometimes the vagina will just make a sound.
No way! Really?
Yeah. Did you really not know that?
No. I'm not hanging out with them just doing nothing.
Yeah, I know.
I always have something in mind. But like, okay, so what kind of stuff happens when you're just chilling out with that thing?
So it depends on the situation. Because Obviously you know about the queef.
Obviously I know about the queef.
Mm.
And what else? But like, but these are like, the sounds can be caused by activity.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's no like ambient like or whatever. Or is there? What do you mean?
Sometimes, yeah.
How?
Well, because like, I don't know. It's like when you're, like if you're walking.
Okay.
Like not vigorous walking or whatever, but just like.
And it like sees someone it knows?
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hey.
It's making a tent in my pants. It looks like a dog's nose.
Tenting, yeah. Pressing its labia together.
Yeah.
If you're wearing a skirt, it could snake one out down. Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
Waving. All right.
Kind of like two seals trying to shake hands.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
So what, okay, so if you're walking.
Yeah.
What happens?
Like, not even like a vigorous walk or whatever, because you can't even really, that's just like everything's kind of moving around, so nothing's going to really make any sound. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're doing a vigorous walk, it's like I can't, my vagina's not doing anything because everything's like moving around on the outside of it.
Okay.
As I understand it.
Right.
But if you're just like doing chores or whatever, sometimes there is a sound that your vagina makes.
Okay. Can you like maybe just say that it happens other times than if you're doing like household chores?
Why?
Just worried about the gender views of the vagina, like purring like a cat when you do a household chore. It might also happen if you're like
putting on lipstick.
I do write that on your chore table.
Yeah.
Got to do this every
day.
And
the next day you write more.
Hey, babe, I saw you removed your makeup before bed. Remember, I have to wake up to that.
Mm.
Kind of a bad move.
You know what? Why don't we set my alarm for 10 minutes later than your alarm?
You wake up to me applying lipstick to you. Pretty baby. Pretty, pretty. So if you're like walking around just kind of not speedily.
Yeah, but something baking bread so that it's ready for when you get home.
Say if you're walking to the windowsill to place a pie upon it.
Mm-hmm.
And what will happen to the vagina then?
So if you just do it. All right. So seriously,
yes.
If you're just doing stuff and not thinking about it, sometimes it'll make a sound like, when I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair.
Fuck off. knew you were going to do
someone standing there.
Some song you like.
So no, it doesn't make any noise ever.
Okay.
So just queefs, basically. If something is goes, so you did
you
believe.
You tricked me.
I did trick you. So it's only really queefs.
Okay. Well.
Or I mean squelches, you know, when you get like crud up there or if you've got your period.
When are you getting crud up there?
Cum.
Okay, so it's either a queef
crud
or a wet
queef. Crud in me. Ooh, crud in my dinner hole.
Oh, God. That's fun. That's a fun little exercise for you to do, listener, and not tell anyone about. What do you think the dinner hole is? All right. And just a reminder, don't tell anyone.
Nope.
Don't email into us. Well, good. Demi, we have, and maybe this is coming through in the recording,
mm-hmm.
We've been ever so ill.
Yeah.
We've been fucked up sick.
We've been so ill that Tom hasn't been able to slosh in my space.
Hmm. Okay. Not for lack of trying.
I won't let you in.
Yeah, no, I'm down there. I'm trying to slap my little worm up. I'm trying to wake him up.
Trying to slap my worm up.
Jesus. Yeah, it's been a bad time. We missed last week's episodes. Sorry. A formal apology from us here at BigSoftTutor.png Enterprises. Okay. And there's Demi burping directly into the mic, so I'm just going to treat myself to writing that down as a note to Brendan.
Why?
He can... the editor, Brendan, can remove that or leave it in as he likes. Yeah, we were fucked up sick.
We were so sick.
We did COVID tests and I'm amazed it wasn't COVID.
Because we were so tired.
Yeah, it had exactly the huge onset of fatigue that I associate with COVID now.
Yeah.
Now that I've had it like a couple times.
Yeah.
Where you really have to ration like the energy you put out
over
the course of a day. I slept for like, I think we both slept for like 12 or 15 hours
We
just didn't have it in us to do a podcast. Mm-hmm. So sorry about that. And also thank you for understanding if you were already understanding.
Yeah.
And a future
before,
looking.
Thank you for understanding now.
Yes.
And in future, try to understand.
And if you don't understand, and if you're not being understanding, honestly, fair enough.
And if you don't understand, I'm not going to tell you.
Well, you just did tell. Mm. All right. We have ourselves...
Chips!
Yes. The one highlight was after we had kind of recovered enough to totter...
Leave the house?
Dude, we didn't leave the house for genuinely like 6 days in a row, I think.
It was a little bit less for me, but it was so long.
It was so long.
You were sicker than I was in the beginning.
I was laid the fuck out. We actually got like 15 minutes into a record and the first like sign to me that I was really sick was I just turned to you and said, I need to stop. I don't have anything to say. My brain isn't working.
Yes.
And you might be listening to this episode and thinking, symptoms all still there. What? Somehow this is my brain working. I can't. And I'm as disappointed as you.
Yeah.
I wish there was something better that it did.
I wish there was something that I could do that would make anybody happy.
Well, maybe that dinner hole of yours could use a workout.
Oh.
Would
you? We got some chips. We got a new type of chip we've never had before because we went for a big walk and then we sat on a bench and we're like, it's so nice to be outside.
Yeah.
We saw a bird do a hop that we'd never seen before.
Dude, a bird completely capable of flight, just doing like,
a huge hop.
Like a 3D platformer hop. Like one of those ones where you're like, oh damn, you're steering in the air.
Yeah. And that it wasn't so flapping cool. its wings. It was just doing a big hop.
This is a minor bird, MYNAH, I believe it's spelled, if you want to have a visual of it for yourself.
True.
An Indian minor. I think so. But hey, you know what? I'm not the bird cunt. So, might be wrong, but I believe it.
I'm the bird, cunt.
All right. Don't call me that. I don't call you that. You're so much more.
You're so much better than a girl.
The highest compliment I can pay you. Yeah. I honestly forget you're a girl. We saw that bird. We sat down on a bench, had a lovely time sitting in some dappled sunshine.
And we treated ourselves to uh-huh. moving to another bench.
Yes.
Mm.
Two benches in the same tiny little nature reserve,
mm-hmm.
which, oh man, it's nice to have a spot of little useless nature.
Mm.
And when we say nature reserve, we mean like, I mean, this thing is like a studio apartment size.
Yes.
It's reserve in that, like, and maybe this is me
the
being.
The sign says reserve.
It feels like it's reserved, like, if the council needs a lot of money out of nowhere, they're yeah. like, eh, this is residential now.
Yeah. This, it's reserved for a table of 10.
Yeah. It was a very small area. It's always funny to look at that kind of thing and be like, wait, so what would, like, playing in this look like? Oh, wow.
It's next to a road.
It's directly next to a road.
Hmm.
Anyway, we got ourselves a bench sit. Just, and this is indicative of the kind of content that we're capable of. Like, and this is after we recover, which is partly why we didn't record one while we were too sick to talk and also didn't have anything. Because now we can talk. And the story we have is we sat on two benches in one day.
Yep, and we saw our bird.
Mm. And got ourselves some chips. Demi, what were the chips?
Oh! We had turtle chips for the first time. Holy shit. So we got wasabi turtle chips.
Wasabi steak.
Wasabi steak turtle chips.
Mm.
Those were my favorites.
Those were incredible.
The tingle on the tongue, the teeth and the lips. Shake them hips.
Okay.
And then the other one that we got was the churro,
yeah,
the chocolate churro chips.
Yes, indeed.
Those were great. My favorite was the wasabi steak.
I'm much more of a fan of a savory chip.
Me too.
Although the form factor of the turtle chip, pretty good for, as a delivery for a sweet flavor. And the churro did taste a lot like churro. Now, is that aided by the churro being essentially a vehicle for cinnamon and sugar?
Certainly it is.
Absolutely. The churro doesn't taste like anything if you remove those two things.
No.
So it is just like this has two things on it. But it was so good.
Yeah.
If you don't know the turtle chip, they are, I looked this up, Demi. They are from Korea. Pretty cool. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool to know that.
Yeah.
Ever thought your husband would know so much about chips?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you like to tell them about the unique design of the turtle chip?
Oh, yeah. It's all folded over a bunch.
Four layers.
It's like getting a wish chip. But two of them together in every bite.
Yeah.
It's but like, they're it's not like they're not going to hurt your mouth when you crunch into them.
Mm, but it's the chip that if you're sharing a bag of chips with your friends and you go in there and get one of those, everyone looks at you and goes, oh. And then maybe if you're sweet on someone in the group or, you know, you have like an outstanding debt to them, you hand it to that person.
Mm.
But every chip is like that.
Every chip is the wish
it's
chip.
It's the promised land.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah, they were yummy chippies.
And now we're looking at ways to buy them just around Sydney. So that'll
I'm
be
I'm
going
to go back to that same store.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. In part because it's a really interesting little corner store.
Looks like shit.
Looks really bad. And it has
no prices on anything.
No prices on anything. And at the counter, for some reason, a solid, like, three rows of Funko Pops available for sale.
Yeah.
So just really.
And outside, plants in various different sizes of pot that are clearly for sale, but with no prices on them and have also been very clearly propagated from the owner's own garden.
Rocks. It's such a cool little side hustle. I want to say possibly learned off TikTok, you know? Really good shit.
Plants make other plants.
They do. Hey, infinite money hack. You sell some of those plants. Keep some for yourself to make more plants.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh. Suddenly I'm the wealthiest man in the world.
Oh no, that would be terrible.
It would be bad for me to have power. I don't take well to power.
I could control you.
You could try. No, don't kick me.
I already done it.
All right. Well, hey, come on. All right. I give up. You can do anything you want.
I'm the boss.
Yeah, you're the boss. I do like, it was interesting to me to see Funko Pops in the wild, Demi, because I've been going on a streak of, I've been checking it so much that, and I'm someone who never looks at Reddit really, like, you know.
Oh! I never shit.
Sorry, what I mean to say is I never post on there. Right. Like, I'm just a guy who looks on there to keep up to date on like one or two hobbies, but mainly to look at the guys I've kind of got.
You've collected them, yeah.
Yes. And one subset of guy that I've gotten to the point where it's coming up organically in every one of my like scrolls. Like, I'm not subscribed to the subreddit, but it's just like, hey, you like looking at this, and serves you up one of them. And it's people from r/FunkoPop. And it is brutal. I don't know if it's because every post on there is like this, or if the Reddit algorithm is so advanced that it has detected that I like the sad ones. Oh. Or potentially all the posts on there are sad, but they're not tagged as sad. It's just that it's people showing off their Funko Pop collections, and the most upvoted ones get sent to me, and the most upvoted ones have so many Funko Pops.
Well, it might just be that they figured out that the people that you spend the most time looking at use the word lonely and rash a lot.
No, they don't actually talk about being lonely. They talk a lot about getting chase figs or completing a collection. They like to collect. Who knows what they'll do when they're done collecting?
Does anybody have a good recommendation for binoculars?
I love to look at my Funkos up close.
But far away.
Wowee. From here I can be in anyone's house in the world and still keep track of my Funkos.
I can be in the toilet with the door open and feel like I'm right next to my Chris Pratt Funko.
Have you... Do you collect things? Do you have like a collection right now? I feel like you're a, and this is not meant negatively, but I feel of the two of us, I am a collector and you are a purchaser.
I think I'm a liker of things.
Yeah.
But I also think I'm a big get rid of-er.
Yeah, I don't think you, like, have anything right now that you maintain a collection of.
No.
Right? Like, you have the general collection, like, Cabinet of Curiosities collection of, like, the cursed cabinet.
Yes.
That we share, which has, like, all the shit that sucks.
But I curate.
Yes. All the shit that sucks and has bad energy in it, in our house. For example, Chris Benoit action figure, NYPD commemorative baseball.
Yep. Twin Towers commemorative... What are they called? Beanie Baby.
Yes. To be clear, not one commemorating the construction of the Twin Towers.
The other bit.
The day. Look, if there's one thing I know about it, it's that you remember it.
Yeah.
And...
Was it that they partied too hard?
And then the Prince Andrew, the mug from Prince Andrew's wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So just like a bad thing.
We have a Prince Andrew collectible trading card, I think, too.
We do.
We got some Pauline Hanson stuff in there.
Yeah.
Some Little Britain stuff.
Yep. The snaps remains of the Little Britain PlayStation 2 disc.
Two copies of Casual Vacancy by J.K. Rowling.
Yeah, we just take those out of little lending libraries, or Demi does whenever she passes them.
Because so I'm like, I don't want anybody to read. Listen, Harry Potter was fun to read as a kid. So we're leaving those there.
Yep.
J.K. Rowling. You're a pig.
If you're reading a Casual Vacancy when there are, there's so many books that fill that fucking genre hole with so much less transphobia.
Yeah.
You're making a point. So we're just taking them out of circulation.
Genre hole.
Okay. Whereas I think I'm a collector. I'm looking right now at the PlayStation 2 game collection that I have.
And yeah, it's a problem.
Well, it's not a problem. It's exactly enough to comfortably fill that shelf.
Yeah, I got rid of a couple and I okayed it with you.
Yep.
To fill the shelf because the things that you collect are really stupid.
Yes. And that's kind of the thing I take joy in.
Yes, but here's the other thing though.
It sucks. It's really bad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep, yep. And also like the thing, and this is something I've started doing in my head, is just kind of...
Hit you, wife.
No. Don't say that.
I'm thinking about it.
No, I haven't started thinking about that.
Thinking about it now.
No, I'm not. I'm thinking about you hitting me.
Okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't do that.
Liar, liar. You just kicked me before.
Yeah.
With astounding force. The thing I've started doing is when I think about collecting something or buying something, I'll like do a cool little mind trick where I just use my brain to fast forward like 10 to 15 years in the future and think of myself looking at it and going like, ugh. And I think of myself listing those things on Gumtree and selling them and the guy who comes to get them looking like me. Mm-hmm. And that has gotten me out of several purchases.
Yeah.
That's really good to do. It does mean that I've shifted to collecting smaller things that I don't want to get rid of.
And do you tell me about them or?
Well, yeah, you know about like the Magic the Gathering cards I buy. I have my little collection of ape cards. Need to pick up a new one. Gearbane Orangutan has loosed.
See, I like that though.
That's nice. And also they don't take up much space.
Mm-hmm.
On account of their little slim bits of cardboard.
Do I not have a collection?
I don't think you do.
I have plants.
Yeah, but I don't think you have like an interest in like something that is... Okay, immediately shocked. So you thought I was just going to end the sentence with, yeah, but I don't think you have an interest. I don't think you have an interest in something that's like a set, you know, or like can be... I think the thing about a collection or collecting things versus a collection could possibly be completed. Not necessarily. Like,
you know, your collections can be completed.
No, but they could be by some like, okay, never mind. No, you're right. Nothing will ever stop.
Well, let's go to a break.
Let's go to a break. See you on the other side of the break, everybody. And do remember, if the ad tells you to join the army, hey, knock that off.
Stop it.
All right. See you in a sec.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
But that's not all we've been doing, Demi. We've also been
playing. Yes, it is!
We've been playing some games. Yay!
What games? Well, oh, God. I love the games so much.
We've added a game to the couple's rotation.
Well, we were waiting for it for a while.
Yes. We have one game that we played together all the way through, and it's back for round
two,
baby.
We played a couple together the whole way through.
Yeah, you're right. Control.
Control.
It's the only one I can think of, really, apart from...
The only one I can think of, too, but that's one that we did, and then we did another one.
Yakuza Like a Dragon is the game that we played all the way through. And now, Like a Dragon, Infinite Wealth, we are playing the shit out of it. We have just gotten out
just
of...
Just got shivers. I really did.
How are you liking it, Demi?
I love... Listen, the most time I can spend with Kasuga Ichiban, the better.
He is...
He's so...
A triumph of character.
He's so lovely.
Yeah.
And it's not like he'll, like, you know, he's not, it's not the type of thing where it's like, oh, he'll give you the shirt off his back, because he wants to help people so that they are doing, like, as well as him, or that they can follow their dreams. Mm. It's not like he's belittling himself.
Yeah.
He's happy.
He's so good.
And he's trying to help people.
The game, we will give no spoilers about it, but it rocks. If you haven't played those games, do it. They are so good.
Particularly Like a Dragon. The combat is so fun.
Yeah.
More strategy than, you know, agility, I guess, with button pressing. There's still some of that stuff, but oh my God.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I love Ichiban.
Mm.
Aw.
He's so good. Yeah, it's...
I've only cried once, I think.
I didn't catch you crying.
You didn't? I was looking at you going, I can't believe it.
Yeah, I thought you were just, like, ugly that day.
Hmm. Do you think I'm crying now?
No.
It was when...
Oh, yes. No, that was so good.
Yeah.
God, it's such a fucking good game.
It's such a fucking good game.
All right. I wanted to talk about this, and then I realized we can't really talk about it because, yeah.
So would you like to do And the Babadook Was There?
I would love to. Is it time for the segment?
It's time for a Das Hemi.
It was a dark and stormy night. And the Babadook was there. Babadook.
Yay.
All right.
It's time for the segment And the Babadook Was There, where Demi dives into the world of horror.
Yeah.
To see what's going on. No other reason to do it.
I was listening to a true crime thing earlier today. And just giggling, because I know I've said this before, but Paul Holes, who is an amazing cold case investigator,
yeah,
helps solve like the Golden State Killer case, mm-hmm. Joe D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
He has trouble. He has trouble saying the letter V,
mm-hmm.
and no other letter. He's like a hot older man who has the coolest job ever and is so smart, but he keeps saying, well, when you're investigating something like this.
Investigating? Oh. Just to recap, that man's name is Paul Holes.
Yes.
I forget it every time.
Can I show you a picture of him real quick and everybody can get your reaction to him?
Yeah, sure. Oh, God, that's such a funny name. I mean, and this is maybe... sparked by him having such a porno name. Yeah. But it is crazy to me to hear that you were listening to true crime earlier in the day, because that means that you're pretty much waking up and going, ah.
Yeah.
And that fills me with such a feeling.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So this guy's in his 50s.
Okay. Holy shit. And that's him in real life? Mm-hmm. He looks like the guy that gets hired to play him in a movie.
I know.
He looks better than Bosch.
This is his book cover.
Shut up.
Yeah.
The DNA of murder with Paul Holes.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
This is him very recently.
Okay.
Him and Kate Winkler Dawson for their podcast Buried Bones.
Okay. He's looking good. The classic move by two people getting their picture taken of putting just their thumbs in the pocket of their jeans.
My thumb's cold.
Yeah. This way, I can hide my fingerprint.
Nobody will get me.
I got to tell you, Demi, that guy has the... can I tell you what his face makes me want to do?
Do you want to see him doing kind of a goofy face that's not goofy, but it's just, like, he's smiling so he doesn't look that sexy?
Sure. I don't know what you're talking about. That's like one of the hottest guys I've seen.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
He's just... You literally just showed me... You did like what a fucking K-pop stan does? Where you're like, oh my God, so goofy.
The ugly member of the group.
So goofy, so different. Yeah. Just like kind of imperfect. And then just shows a hot fucking photo of the hottest person I've ever seen just giving a gentle, genuine smile.
Yeah.
Ah, so imperfect.
She's not even embarrassed.
That guy has the look of someone that I would be Googling Paul Hall's wife.
I think he does have a current wife. He also has an ex-wife.
I love when someone has an ex-wife.
Right?
Don't want that for me.
No.
Just one, thank you. But that is so cool.
Mm.
It's like, oh, okay. A little bit of unlockable content later on when we become friends.
Well, tell me about it at some point.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Can't wait for that drink link to fire.
Hey, can you stop doing that face?
Oh, okay.
I'm an investigator.
What you got for us on the and the Babadook was there, Demi?
r/2-sentence horror.
Okay.
Ever since her twin sister died, my wife has been acting a lot different.
Well.
No second sentence. What do you fucking think we're doing here?
Are you serious?
There's no fucking second sentence.
No.
What's the point? Why am I here?
They did a one-sentence horror story on two-sentence horror stories? Mm-hmm.
I was actually pissed off when I found this.
Yeah, that would make me pissed off too. That's such a flouting of the contract we all signed when we check that little subreddit.
It's one of the only things you have to do.
Give me the sentence that follows that up. Give me the sentence that's like, and what's more, my wife was acting a lot like her twin. Maybe.
Something like that.
It is like, oh man, that... Actually, it is hard to write those. But, like, doesn't that seem like the sentence that they would lead up with?
Yeah. And
what's more, she's been asking me to call her by her twin's name.
Yeah, which was...
Janice?
Okay. It's actually close to what I was going to say.
What were you going to say?
I was literally thinking Joy Division. I don't know. I don't even know what their music sounds like.
Sometimes the Demi breaks. Yeah, I don't think they're... Knowing what their music sounds like would help you out there.
But I just the first words that came to my head.
Mm.
All right, see whether you can guess the second sentence of this one.
Okay.
After falling asleep next to my newborn daughter, I panicked when I woke up on my belly.
Okay. I guess that they fell asleep next to their newborn and they woke up on their belly.
Yeah, you could guess that. Or you just called listening. Well, babe, that's called listening.
Yeah, you're right.
And remembering.
And I'm using it as a skill. I'm showing off.
You are.
So is that duh? Okay.
No, it's not duh. But why don't you have another think?
Is it going to be that they have eaten the baby in the night? Oh, I dreamt I was eating a baby-sized marshmallow. What? Like, is that going to be... Surely not. They're going to have like squashed the baby, right? Laying on the baby.
I think that's what they're trying to make you think is that they have squashed the baby.
Okay.
So after falling asleep next to my newborn daughter, I panicked when I woke up on my belly.
Uh-huh.
Quickly turning over, I saw my C-section stitches torn open and her feet disappearing while she wriggled back into my womb.
Ah!
What?
Wait, so you were lying on her, but she was like... Oh, my God, that rocks.
See, because you're about to feel upset because you're thinking about a dead baby.
Yeah.
And then you're thinking about a confused woman.
I'm thinking of... Wait, can you read back? What was the baby... The baby's feet were wriggling?
Quickly turning over, I saw my C-section stitches torn open and her feet disappearing while she wriggled back into my womb.
So the feet weren't wriggling. So the upper body of the baby was just like... she was shaking like a salmon making her way down the stream.
Uh-huh. Or up it.
Yeah, that's nice.
They can do it up.
Wow, that's true.
All right, you ready for the next one?
Please. That one's... I liked that one.
I kind of liked it too.
I like that one because of the weird meta choice to be like... And then the baby
was crazy.
Yeah, it's trying to do like a punchline. It's like trying to do a twist that's ultra obnoxious instead of just crafting a good horror story.
Yeah, right. Like we should send it to M. Night Shyamalan.
He finances all his own movies. Fun fact I like to say. I'm the guy who knows one fun fact. Fun kind of guy to be. More fun facts than most.
Did you know that some bees can smell cancer?
Okay.
What am I supposed to do with the rest of my day now?
Go away.
All right.
The council decided that I was to be allowed one question for God.
Okay.
And you know, it's bloody hard enough to get them to give me a permit for my parking space.
Yeah, right. We hate the council.
Bloody hard enough to get clearance for me new shed.
It explains why the bloody garbage pickup's been taking so long if you guys have been allocating questions for God.
Okay.
After asking what heaven would be like, which just you're gonna find out if you're talking
to
the cunt.
Bad question. What heaven would be like?
Mm.
Getting my one question for God and getting tongue-tied because he looks like a gorgeous babe and saying, What would heaven look like?
How big are you?
Big.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, thank you.
Playing with your hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
After asking what heaven would be like, I learned that only the Neanderthals had received souls.
Okay. So I thought it was going to be like God gave a very like
sad
small,
nod or something.
Sad, small like non-answer or something. But it sounds like what happened was they got one question for God and then God was like, all right, well, let me start you off. First things first. There's actually a flaw in your question because you won't be able to see it because only Neanderthals receive souls.
Yeah.
So you guys aren't going to see it. But basically, picture a whole bunch of Neanderthals hanging out.
So,
and I'm there.
I actually read one that I didn't include in And the Babadook Was There earlier today that was on my way to hell. I said to God, but why? I followed everything that the Bible said.
Mm-hmm.
And God replied, what the hell is a Bible? First of all, God would not blaspheme.
I like that one a lot. Like, is God like putting you on the, like Sharon's
train?
Ferry? Like, yeah, like doing the thing where they hold your head like a cop?
Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? God was walking you down to hell.
Hey, what the heck, man?
I really like that one, honestly. What the hell's a Bible?
What the hell is a Bible?
Ugh. Dude, I don't know what you're talking about. What? A heaven? No, there's one bad place.
Yeah. Dickhead.
It rules. You guys get to do whatever for a while.
You guys can fuck me as much as you want.
Oh, boy. I could probably work out some stuff that would feel good for us both.
Yeah.
After a while.
This next one.
Given eternity, I think I could actually work out some pretty cool moves.
Yeah. To spin around.
Yeah.
Go in and out.
Yeah, reverse cow tom. Reverse tomboy.
Tommy style.
Yeah.
This is you fucking yourself in a bum.
Yeah. Actually, Demi, and a lot of people don't know this when they're between the ages of, I want to say like 12 and 17.
Yes.
Addressing myself here. Doggy style isn't always in the bum. I was like, you guys are talking about this very casually for something that seems to require a lot of prep.
Okay, so I know. I actually. Like,
I was like, also, I know dogs are stupid, but surely they don't just go around butt fucking every day. I don't think we'd keep these things as pets so cavalierly if they were just going around butt fucking each other.
I wonder how much penetrative gay sex dogs do have.
You have such a beautiful mind.
I know.
What were you going to say before that?
I was going to say this one I was confused about from Nana Cookies. Hemorrhoid cream is fantastic to heal wounds on your hands. During the pandemic, we washed our hands 1,000 times a day. They were cracked and sore. Voila, hemorrhoid cream reduces swelling, heals wounds, and is moisturizing. Also worked behind the ear when the masks rubbed behind your ear.
Demi, can I get a sentence count on this one?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
And it was in two-sentence horror. I think what somebody did was they accidentally screenshotted something they needed to use later about hemorrhoid cream, and they put it in their two-sentence horror post.
Okay. Well, it's pretty cool secondary usage for hemorrhoid cream.
You know what else you can use? Mustard oil.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Told my mum that. She's got cracked hands.
Don't confuse that with just regular mustard.
I think mustard also works.
What? Mustard would hurt, wouldn't it? It's so spicy.
You're white.
It's really spicy.
Actually, you're just white.
Taking a bite of a hot dog and just, oh, ah.
Oh, oh.
Oh, my God.
Can I have a glass of milk? Water will make it worse.
Yeah, that's a fun thing.
You had raised George from birth to be just another part of the family, teaching him everything from sign language to table manners.
Okay, and then the chimp kills everybody? I mean, look, you're up against a losing.
What?
The odds aren't good for you here because I think about chimps a lot.
But now as George, the 150-pound bull chimpanzee, kneels down to drink the blood pouring from what used to be your face,
what's
left of your eyes can dimly make out the sign he keeps repeating over and over. Curious.
Okay. All right.
How long that is. That's two sentences, apparently.
That is so much stuff. God damn it. Oh. That's too many words.
Yeah.
I don't think also, I don't... For one thing, if there's one thing I know about apes and chimps and sign language, they don't really know what that means.
No. Curious. They get a certain response.
Yeah, they don't have like a language center in their brain in that way, or at least, you know, that's what fucking research tells us.
I know that when I sign to you this, yeah. I get ice cream, and I know that if I don't do this, thank yeah. you, afterwards, I get hit.
I know that when I do the sign that you say is curious, I can get away with pretty much anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. God, now I'm thinking about Coco again. I rewatched the clip. I think I played it to you of us, yeah.
Of her saying that her middle name was Devil.
Yes.
Which I love because what's her mum's name?
Penny Patterson.
Penny Patterson. When the way that she reads the sign because she knows that the cameras are on her when she's like, Coco, what's your middle name? And she signs and she says, Devil. She's like resigned to it.
Yeah.
Devil.
Devil.
And again,
no, Coco,
I must come back to
devil.
And again, I must come back to don't teach a gorilla the word devil.
Yes. No good will come of that.
No.
First off, hey, hello cameras. We taught a gorilla the existence of God.
Mm-hmm.
And
guess what
the
else?
Shadow.
Yeah.
The shadow that haunts the world.
The walking dude, Randall Flagg.
We taught the devil. We taught the gorilla. This
we
gorilla.
Taught the devil about gorillas.
Oh my God!
Together
no,
what's
going to
do?
The devil is going on a recruitment drive for sure.
No,
Coco is going to torment many souls.
God damn it!
All right.
Okay. Last one.
Okay.
After pronouncing the family dead in the country road collision, the paramedics watched the dash cam footage of the family minivan that held their broken bodies. First sentence.
Okay, so the first sentence is that they watched the dash cam footage and, all right, yeah, sweet. And they did say pronouncing?
Pronouncing, yes.
That's quite charming.
After pronouncing the family dead, yes.
Pronouncing is very sweet.
Yeah. I pronounce my family dead.
Yep.
Second sentence.
Oh, baby coroner.
Second single sentence.
Uh-huh.
They saw the single driver of the other vehicle currently being flown to the trauma center steer his F-150 directly into the minivan at highway speeds, his face visible in the last second, contorted into a gleeful, beaming, and joyous smile, and then they found the note on the dashboard of his crushed vehicle.
Okay. So he was...
You can't just abuse two sentences.
No. That's too many and thens. Can't be looking at that much word count in the second sentence.
No.
It can't be doing that. That's some Molly Bloom shit. It is very big. You've accidentally zoomed in, so it's not showing anything. But that was really a cool move how you swung it over. Yeah, that's too much words. That's verging on, I would say, a 3-4 sentence horror story.
5 even.
Okay. Fine. And that's... All right, yeah, that's the iguana that...
It's what?
I was thinking about it's gorillas still.
Gorilla?
That's the iguana that Stefan used AI to generate.
Yeah.
Stefan likes to use the AI that his friend set up to just generate photos sometimes. And to be clear, this is, I think, the only ethical use of AI.
Yeah.
Where it is just calling on the sum total of art that has been, like, stolen from the internet to do something completely not for profit
yeah.
and just go like, huh, I wonder yeah. if this thing can make an iguana wearing jeans.
Yep. And it can.
It can.
How much of Yoda fucking Elon Musk can we find in this AI?
Hmm. Yeah. How big can we make Yoda's cock until yeah. it just begins sucking it because there's not much yeah. room left in the frame?
And how green can we make his pussy?
God damn. Yoda's greens and reds are really upsetting.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dog dick red in Yoda is yeah. what I found. Anyway, thanks, Stefan.
Yeah. Sorry? There's a lot of dog dick red in Yoda I've found.
I don't think that people want to wear that.
Thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. And don't forget what Tom has said. It's a good point.
Don't you think?
Please join the Patreon if you want the visual content of this podcast. And you can also get one or two extra episodes every fortnight.
It's weird. And this is an upsetting thing to watch Star Wars with this in mind. But an upsetting thing to watch Star Wars and think about is which of these characters has like a dog-style penis?
I actually think Chewbacca has a really weirdly...
Like just a regular human?
Maybe spirally, maybe like a pig's cock.
Oh, okay.
You know?
I think actually weirdly Mace Windu. Big shiny dog cock.
Don't know.
Really?
Don't know that one.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, he has a purple lightsaber.
That's right.
He said he wanted to be able to see himself in fight scenes. That's why he wanted it.
Do you remember when Yoda was in Soul Calibur?
Yoba.
That's right, Demi.
Bye-bye, everybody.
He was crazy in that one. He was flipping all around on everything.
Bye.
Jump, jump, jump.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.